Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? Hey, you guys. How are you, Abby?
It's good. My mom came into town over the weekend just because I need a little bit of help with some housework. I'm like, I'm up to my eyes and stuff. And
what are you doing?
My house is just messy. And I need mommy to come fix it for me. No, she's really great. I'm really thankful to her. I think the one thing that I hate about living alone, and it's the only thing I hate about living alone because otherwise it's great, is you are in charge of everything. And that's really great as a single person because you have so much freedom to do whatever. But at the same time, you're also in charge of everything.
Honey, that's called being a woman.
I know. It just sucks. And I think just like the domestic labor of my life just started to like pile up. And I just called her. And I was like, I need you to come help me. And she did.
It's so lovely. You have that relationship. You can do that.
Yeah, it's really nice for her to come through. And we, you know, got Panera for dinner last night. And we just sat on my floor and, you know, threw treats at my cat. It was lovely.
So I want to back up for a second because this was never an option for me and my family, obviously. So when you call your mom and you're like, hey, I need help around the house, what exactly is it around the house that she's helping you with?
Laundry just starts to pile up. You know what I mean? Like, just things are not like spick and span. Like, I wouldn't want people to come over because I'd be like, they probably think that Abby's messy. Not like gross. Like, my house isn't nasty. There's not like roaches going around. But like, you know, things just start to kind of like get out of place and things get disorganized. I'm a little type B. So, you know, I'm not like hiring somebody to come over and organize my stuff. That's just not in the budget. Someone's got to feed the cat. So I just called up my mom and I just said, mommy, can you come help me? I don't know how to adult.
I'm just trying to think of my reaction if my son called me up and he said he wanted me to come over and do his laundry.
I think it's different. Like, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. So, like, when we were empty nesters, she lost her job, essentially. So, she's been jobless for 10 years now.
If it makes you feel better, I have called my parents to come help me clean my house.
Yeah.
As well.
Really?
Now, the difference was I had a newborn and my husband had a busted knee and was bedridden, but okay. I was so overwhelmed.
That makes sense.
A little different.
Way to rub it in, Cassie.
I'm just saying, and I was in my mid-30s to late-30s, but it can get away from you and I had to do a call. I did not want to, but I was like, can you come over from Louisiana to help me do dishes? Because I can't get this under control.
Those are two very different situations, but I'm curious, is this a thing that people your age do?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I mean, and it's not like I'm doing it all the time. I was just on the phone with her and I think I was just venting about how things felt like they were piling up and I was getting overwhelmed.
Sure.
And she was like, well, why don't I just come down and we can hang out and I'll like help do some loads of laundry and get some things off your plate and, you know, I'll zoot out in a couple of days. And I was like, that would be lovely. So that she did.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. And you guys get some bonding time.
Yeah.
Which is always nice.
You know, it's a mix of stuff.
How about you, Mo? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm surviving. That's what I'm doing right now. I got a lot going on. I think I put a lot on my plate in order to distract myself when I was going through a lot. And now it's the payoff time.
Uh-huh.
And I realized, like, okay, I really thought I was Superman. And my lady, it's her birthday week. So instead of us celebrating it like one day, like normal, it's like every day. So she got me doing a lot of stuff for her birthday.
Birthday week.
All week. every day this week. And that 12-hour turnaround from Thailand is kicking my ass.
Is that like, right?
It's rough, man. But other than that, I'm wonderful.
Yeah, I hit Mo last night, and I'm like, hey, man, you got time maybe tomorrow night for, like, a catch-up? Let's go have a drink and some dinner tomorrow night. And he's like, I got to be honest with you, man. I'm overwhelmed. Can we do this in June?
This is a rough week for me, man. I'm down bad.
All good. How are you, Kristen?
I am good. Going through perimenopause with a toddler is a living hell for poor Jimmy.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, for me, for different reasons, but for him, trying to have patience and trying not to lose your S and have like these wild mood swings on your three-year-old who doesn't understand the concept of perimenopause. Mom can't say that after she like flies off the handle like I did yesterday and I completely lost my S and it was a very low mom moment for me. You can't sit down your three, almost four-year-old and be like, so mommy's going through perimenopause. Her hormones are fluctuating really, really bad. I don't know where my estrogen, progesterone, or testosterone are right now. So that's why she yelled earlier. I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, clearly you guys are at different stages of your life, but you're going through the very same thing. Because if he wasn't three and you told us his behavior, I'd go, I wonder if he's premenopausal.
Dude, we were butting heads yesterday, and it was like you pick and choose your battles with a toddler, right? And it's like every battle I was choosing, because I felt like it was a worthy battle, I was losing. And I didn't sign. I signed up to be a mom. I didn't sign up to be a loser. So it was.
I fear they are one in the same.
Oh, yeah, man. It was a rough go yesterday. But what was nice is after everything was said and done, I'm the one that Bart gets him up. I put him to bed for obvious reasons because of what we do for a living. And last night, as he was cuddling, he and I had a chat. We had a little conversation.
He was talking to you or you were talking to him?
We were talking to each other. And I was explaining that mommies and daddies can get frustrated as well. And it's okay to get frustrated. It's okay to get mad, but it's not okay to get mean. And that I don't like being like that, and I don't want to be like that. But I got pushed because you weren't listening, and we went over the things that happened yesterday. Like, you know, we're having some potty accidents, and I'm like, when you're at school, blah blah blah. And then when we're talking about not listening and using the potty words, and by potty words, I'm not saying my kid's dropping the F-bomb, but he just goes around the house going poo poo pee.
Oh my god! So does Max and Hazel. You're poo poo dad all the time.
So
I think in their head that is the S word.
Yes.
Like
yes.
They think they're being so BA. Saying poo poo and pee pee.
Right,
so we had a conversation about that, and everything ended with kisses and hugs and I love you and better. But and I kept telling him, like, you had a bad day today. Mama had a bad day. We're allowed to have bad days. Tomorrow's a new day, and we just gotta work at being better.
Amen at that. And how about you, Cass?
I'm good.
You could use the advice that Kristen gave to her
kid. No, I just let them run with it. I'm like, go ahead. You're going to get it out here while you're at home. Call me poo-poo. You're poo-poo, mister. That's their, like, F you. I'm good. I've put some new structures and routines in place. Everything I was doing last year was not working for me. So this year I have done a big sort of overhaul in the way that I live my life and the way that I'm thinking about things. And 7 days in, it's working great.
Okay.
So we'll see if it lasts. So I'm good.
All right. That's the good news. The bad news is I was reading this morning that statistics show that when you make these changes in your life and make resolutions also, they last about 18 days. So if you can make it to past 18 days, then you're good to go.
All right. Don't they say like if you do something till 21 days, it actually becomes like a habit?
Well, now it was 3 months.
Well, it's 2025 now. So we are, for this generation, we're making everything much faster.
We don't have enough time?
Don't have enough time.
Okay.
1.8 days.
Right. If you can make it 2 days, you're good to go.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Yesterday, we were speculating. This morning, we know for sure. Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged! Woo! So excited.
Did they confirm it?
I can't wait for that wedding dress. I'm so pumped.
This would be one of those couples, and I don't get too wrapped up in it, but it's one of those couples that if they ever made a public statement that they were breaking up, I'd be like, oh, no! No! Because they are so, like, they seem perfect, and they seem authentic because they're not out there. They're not showing up at quote-unquote Spago's out in L.A. where they know paparazzi. They like to keep it low-key.
They're an it couple and very surprisingly normal. I think they're both trying to grasp onto a sense of normalcy. Like I saw on TikTok the other day, there was like a local news story, like a footage of Central Park. And someone was like, wait a second, is that Zendaya just walking around and they're on like Pix 11 from the local news? I think these two really love to just be normal people. And so it makes a lot of sense that they're not making a big hoopla about it. We saw Zendaya walk out on the Golden Globes red carpet looking stunning, her usual, and she just had her ring on, her big old rock on her hand, and people didn't even notice at first because it was such an innocuous moment. So People Magazine has confirmed the news. They were the first to report the news, and they said that they got a source from a family source, and they said everyone close to them knew that an engagement was happening. They just didn't know when. The source said that Tom Holland had been wanting to propose to Zendaya for a while. He's always been crazy about her. He always knew she was the one. They have something very special.
Oh, I don't like this.
What?
Because the family source, you're not family if you're running around telling the family secrets. Like, this is something that they should announce.
Yeah, they must be like, okay, who in the family is the family source?
Like, When she posts or when he posts and they make it official together, I feel like that's a true celebration. But some like low life in the family that's like letting the family secrets fly so they can get a couple of bucks from People Magazine, that drives me crazy.
So apparently he proposed at one of, and this is rich people speak, one of Zendaya's family homes. So it must be somebody really close to them. So maybe they got the okay, like, hey, People Magazine will trust if it's coming from you. Like maybe it's Zendaya's mom or Tom Holland's brother. I don't know. Somebody that has some kind of legitimacy. And if they really wanted it to be a secret, then I don't feel like Zendaya would have worn The Rock out on the Golden Globes. You literally couldn't miss it. We got details about the ring. It's a 5.02 east-west cushion diamond from Jessica McCormack in London. Apparently, it's $200,000.
So her wearing the ring, obviously he proposed. She wears the ring, and they're not obligated to make a statement. Granted, they are celebrities, so it would be nice if you could let us know so we can get ready for our royal wedding, because this is going to be a royal wedding whether they want it or not. That would be crazy, though, if they just went and eloped and did something super low-key and we didn't get the grand. I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to think about us wedding dress.
Don't put that in my head.
But I'm trying to think if I were them, if I would let a family member let that information, like, leak, or if that was actually a family member that went behind their backs and leaked it.
You know, when we've had that PR woman on from London before, it really does make me realize that everything is calculated in the celebrity world
for
also.
Sure.
And I said this yesterday. There was a conversation between the two of them before she put that ring on before the Golden Globes. They knew what they were. They literally had a conversation saying, do I want to put this on tonight? Because we know on Tuesday morning or Monday morning, everybody is going to be talking about it. They agreed, and they knew this was the week they were coming out.
It does seem like a weird rollout, though, and it makes me almost wonder if the family member leaked it to people, and people, in order to take the relationship, Zendaya's relationship good with them and to get the exclusive, said, we'll hold off on this until you wear your ring on the Golden Globes carpet, and then we get the exclusive on announcing it the next day.
An exclusive on the wedding pic.
Uh-huh. Or it works like this, too, and I know this is fact, is that they will go to their favorite publication and say, we will give you the exclusive on this. you just got to do us a favor in the future.
I feel like it extends the rollout, too, because if you just come out and announce it, they talk about it, and it's over. But if you wear the ring and then people get to talking, and then it's kind of an announcement from somewhere else, and it's like it's an extension of the whole rollout.
Here we are picking things apart, but here we are. Like, two people just got engaged, and yay for them.
And we actually both, we like them both. Yes. We like them together.
Yeah, it's going to be so great. And to your point about the elopement, I do feel like they're so in tune with their family. Like, I don't feel like a family member is going to betray them, but I feel like that's going to be the reason why they do end up having a big wedding. But also, Zendaya is such a fashion girly. I can't see her taking the opportunity. I can't see her stylist not letting her have the opportunity to have multiple outfit changes, to have multiple dresses, to have multiple bridal shower dresses. It's just going to be so great. And I really hope somebody picks up and gets the exclusive photos.
Yeah, I think when you got that kind of money to where you're proposing and you're choosing which house to propose in, you actually consider if $200,000 is enough for the ring.
Right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Right?
That's like, a conversation in your head.
All right, people are starting to think that Ryan Reynolds modeled a character in Deadpool after Justin Baldoni. I'm going to play you some of the very telling clips fans have dug up on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
New Year's is kind of the springboard for starting your life anew with a clean slate. But when you look at it with common sense, it's kind of silly. I mean, you could start this any day. I mean, we choose January 1st, but February 7th, if you wanted to make five changes in your life that last all year or whatever, February 7th is a good day, too. So is March 9th.
Uh-huh. And this list, it works any time of year. Listen, normally I hate these type of lists because they're stupid. But this one is not stupid.
Okay.
Yeah. And
we're all for not stupid, at least once a morning.
So this is getting not stupid with Kristen.
Yes, exactly. You know, I love to bring the stupid, but every now and then when I come across a list that I read and I'm like, huh, but I think like real everyday normies can implement this and it can actually better their lives.
Maybe this is part of your clean slate to be not stupid once a month.
Oh, what's my, okay, I can
once
do
once a month.
But every day.
Yeah. I was like, babe, that ain't happening. Nobody wants that. All right, so I came across this article from CNBC, of all places, and the headline reads, to be successful in 2025, a therapist says do these five things, and then an afterthought, it works any time of year. So if you want to start at January 1st, or like Bert said, February 7th, March 9th, whatever. And I was like, all right, the headline piqued my interest and they said a therapist suggested it. So they have a degree in something. They must know what they're talking about because, you know, I am a fan of therapists. I have one myself, which I need to make an appointment for. And so I started looking and reading it and it says, as one year ends and another begins, it's natural to imagine what we want for the future. But we know how the story usually ends. By February, most New Year's resolutions have been abandoned, leaving us discouraged and wondering why we even bothered. That's no way to start something new. As a psychotherapist with over 20 years of experience, I can tell you that the problem is in our approach. Resolutions tend to be vague, unrealistic, and disconnected from our deeper values, failing to create the emotional commitment needed for real change. This year, instead of making resolutions, try something different. Manifest the changes you want to make in your life with simple, practical steps. I've always hated the word resolution for some reason. So my husband and I have always used the word goals. Granted, we haven't met our goals the past couple of years, so we're switching that up a little bit this year as well. But I think manifestation is a good thing.
Okay. I have a different take on the word manifesting. I hate it because I think people manifest things and they're like, okay, the world will take over now. The universe is going to take over. And it eliminates the effort that goes in.
It's so funny you say that because she goes, manifesting might get as much side eye as resolutions.
You gotta still put in the action.
Yeah, right.
Listen,
sure.
No joke. And I know you didn't pre-read this article, but this isn't about making a wish and waiting for the universe to deliver. It's a deliberate process that involves aligning your values, intentions, and actions to move toward the life you want.
Sounds like a goal.
It does. But we're manifesting that goal. All okay. Right. So here are the tips, right? Set intentions that align with your values. Resolutions often focus on superficial outcomes like lose 10 pounds or save $5,000. While these goals might sound productive, they lack emotional depth. Mm. Manifesting starts by identifying your core values. Ask yourself, what do I truly care about? Why do I want this change? If your value is health, for example, your intention might be to nurture your body through balanced nutrition and movement that feels good. From there, create goals that are SMART. And SMART is an acronym: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant and time bound. Like, I will take a 30-minute walk 3 times a week.
My son and I were going through his list of resolutions also, and his were so vague also.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, they need to be really specific, mm-hmm. dude. Like, if you want to do push-ups, you have to tell yourself, I'm going to do 50 every day rather than, I'm going to do more push-ups today.
That was mine, and that was to get back and be more diligent about yoga. But it wasn't just do yoga. Uh-huh. It's I want to do yoga 3 times a week, and that is my resolution. All right, the next one, which I think is so important, focus on subtracting as much as adding. Our culture glorifies the grind, often equating our value as humans with how much we achieve and what we sacrifice to get there. Resolutions tend to pile onto our already busy lives, creating pressure rather than relief. Instead of adding to your long to-do list, try making a let-go list. Identify habits, thoughts, or commitments that no longer serve you. Maybe you need to stop saying yes to everything or beating yourself up over perceived failures. Letting go clears space for you to focus your energy on what truly matters.
I hadn't thought of that.
That's really good.
Yeah.
No, that one really like good. Hit super hard for me.
Because I always feel like if I let something go or don't accomplish something, I quit on it or I failed at it, as opposed to maybe you just need to put that to the side to focus on the things that are a little more important.
It goes with that old saying that if it's not an F yes, it's a no.
Next, create a vision that inspires. Some people are into vision boards, others aren't. But she suggests creating a vivid picture of what you desire. Take time to journal, visualize, or create that vision board that reflects your values and intentions. Next, celebrate progress, not perfection. Resolutions are often set on a fixed destination, like run a marathon or pay off debt. But rigidly focusing on outcomes can lead to all or nothing thinking, like you just said, Mo.
Mm-hmm.
A distorted mindset in which falling short feels like failure. For instance, if you plan to save $500 but only manage $400, you might see the entire effort as a waste. Instead, ask yourself, what can I do today that aligns with my intentions? Mm. This approach builds momentum while allowing flexibility, helping you stay committed. And then the last one, which I think everybody should embrace, lead with love, not judgment.
Amen to that.
Approach your journey from a place of self-compassion and empathy rather than harsh criticism. And that is self-love right there, not self-judgment. Research shows that treating yourself with kindness fosters resilience, motivation, and lasting change for more effective, far more effective than judgment or self-criticism.
Now, if you listen to that whole list and you're like, you know what, it all sounds good to me, except I'm going to put the kindness and love part on hold till April, you got problems.
Just too much on my plate right now.
That's when you should start today.
Okay. The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We all woke up with some serious drama over at Fox Sports this morning, man. Him dating her behind the scenes, maybe cheating, inappropriate behavior going on.
Man, this thing is layered, and it is a lot going on. So, like you said, the sports media world was rocked by a 42-page lawsuit by a Hollywood hairdresser named Noshin Farahi, who worked for Fox Sports from 2012 to 2024. And these allegations involve a lot of information about all of these high figure profiles over at Fox Sports, including Skip Bayless, who is like their top personality, Charlie Dixon, who is the executive vice president, and Joy Taylor and Emmanuel Eiko, who are all on a morning show there, and two of the top personalities as well.
I don't even know what the accusations are of Skip Bayless, but he's guilty. He just seems like a person. That would be creepy, and he's guilty no matter what it is.
They're pretty, they're pretty bad. She alleges that Skip was making passes at her for a lot of the time that she was there by touching on her, saying nasty things, and then offering her $1.5 million for sexual favors.
Oh, that's a compliment, though.
All alleged. Well, I mean, the man did aim high.
Yeah.
$1.5 million. Did she turn that down?
She did. Huh. She claims.
Yeah, she better than me.
What an insult for Skip.
What do I got to offer? That's right, a lot of money.
1.5 is a lot of money. So that was...
We jest and we joke, but yes, it is, that course. Is highly inappropriate of him to put her in that position because he is a person of power.
Yes.
And when you have a hairdresser and you're touching her inappropriately and making her uncomfortable and you feel like you can't say anything because you're going to lose your job, not cool.
How do you even get that payment? Like, do you Zelle her? Do you write her a check? Like, do you just slide her cash?
Leave it under the bed and cash.
Yeah, no. That's not a Venmo.
Yeah,
what's the emoji for that?
Cha-ching.
You know, I didn't read it in depth this morning, but she was saying that the hugs lingered a little bit too long. Is that it?
Yeah, the hugs would linger a lot longer than she wanted, and he would press his body against hers all the time and flirt with her in ways that was obviously inappropriate for
Nasty.
Her.
Not cool.
Now, that was the light part of the lawsuit, because that's the part of the lawsuit that they can't really prove per se, but apparently there's a lot of evidence to prove the rest of this. So Joy Taylor is one of the more popular personalities there, and it's kind of, I guess, ironic you can say that this is happening to her, because she became well known for somewhat, people would say, bullying women and saying that in order to get to this position where I am in Fox Sports and just in sports media, I had to work twice as hard and I didn't do a lot of the things that other women did in order to get ahead because she was different.
So she's basically calling women out for taking that $1.5 million.
She stood on business with that for years. So now you get this lawsuit that's coming out where alleged in 2016, she was at a dinner with the hairdresser, with Nooshin, and she was also with her husband, who Joy Taylor was married to at that time. And they were all at a dinner with Charlie Dixon, who is the executive vice president of the network, and he was with his wife. So these three couples are all at a dinner. And apparently at that time, Joy Taylor's husband felt something was off with the body language between Joy and the executive vice president, Charlie Dixon. And so he started to do some snooping to figure out if his suspicions were right. Turns out they were. She was actually having an affair on her husband with the executive vice president of the network.
Whoa. The dude that was at the table, they're all eating together.
The dude that was at the table with his wife.
Trying to hide in plain sight.
Ooh. So just when you thought that that was the end of it, it turned out that that wasn't even the end of it, because her co-host, who is Emmanuel Eiko, who used to play linebacker in the NFL and is also on the same show with her, she was also sleeping with him at the same exact time.
Yeah.
Just when you thought it couldn't get worse.
Oh, my God.
This thing keeps going. So, allegedly, she started to talk to Emmanuel in order to just get any kind of placement on the show. But they brought her on the show as someone who was temporary and would just come in and do segments. She wanted to be full-time. That's allegedly the time when she started to take passes at Charlie, the executive vice president, in order to become full-time. To which he then, allegedly, went to Skip Bayless, who can't stand Joy, which... ironically, he can't stand Joy because he feels like Joy is always trying to make passes at the men in the office, and he didn't want to be caught up in any of this, so he didn't want anything to do with Joy. But because Charlie Dixon, the executive vice president, and Skip Bayless are good friends, he told Skip, do me a favor and hire her. Skip did it, not knowing that Charlie and Joy were having an affair behind both of the backs of their spouses at the time.
What a mess.
So all of this is now coming out, and it's getting more interesting because Emmanuel Eiko had a video online where he was seemingly praising Joy Taylor about her professionalism. And oddly enough, he deleted it.
Just got done with rehearsal for the new show Speak, and I got to take a moment to shout out my co-host Joy Taylor. A woman, a black woman, Daily Show. Sports. Do you all realize how hard it is to get into the position that she is in? So often there's misogyny and sexism running rampant in sports, and we don't even care what women have to say in sports. But Joy is not only in the position on television as a woman, as a black woman, but as an opinionist. So not just asking men what they think, but providing her own unique and distinct insight. It's hard to do. Enjoy. You have done it. So congratulations. Looking forward to working with you and hope y'all tune in. 4:30 to 6 Eastern every day starting next week.
Sounds like she was in a lot of positions.
True indeed.
Whoa.
So he deleted that video immediately. And so obviously there's suspicions there. Now where it takes a turn for the absolute worse.
There's no reason to delete that video.
Why would you delete it, right? And where it takes a turn for the worse is there's alleged proof that Joy told the hairdresser that if this did come out, her plan was to lie and say that Charlie Dixon assaulted her and he came on to her that she couldn't say no. And so that was her plan. And that's when the hairdresser, I believe, said, I can't in good conscience let this go down this way. And she filed this lawsuit. And now Fox Sports has decided, at least for yesterday, to allow Joy and Emmanuel to still have their jobs and to go on like nothing was happening.
Well, of course they have, because they want the looky-loos and people tuning in.
Bingo.
Well,
and so now Fox is under heat for that.
Yeah, because I think that in most cases, companies would say, okay, this is an allegation right now, but we're going to take you guys off the air while we investigate. But now, yes, people will tune in to say, Oh, I see the body language now. So they can get ratings. But if he did, he clearly recorded that video, doubling down on her career. If they find out that was all a lie and a cover up, they're all done.
And I think that's what makes it worse is the fact that Emmanuel and Joy both would make a lot of videos saying things just like this about how hard she's had to work and how other women have not put in the work that she has. And then all of this drops. It's layered. I told you.
Dude, that is messy.
It's a lot, man.
Really, really messy.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, right? They're going to need a clean slate on what we're talking about, February 7th.
Absolutely.
Because January 1st is not working for me.
Yeah, do it again.
All right, coming up in just a couple of seconds. Have you heard about these orange alien orbs that a lot of people around the country are seeing? And you're like, this is ridiculous. One of us in studio claims they've seen them. Next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What are these orange alien orbs people are claiming to see all around the country? And then you look at it, you're like, oh, come on, that's not happening. One of us in here has seen them, skeptical, but has seen them nonetheless.
I have seen them, and I don't know if I'm skeptical anymore because it was the most unnerving, weirdest thing I have ever seen with my own two eyes.
Okay, I'm out of the loop on this one. I haven't seen these videos.
They took over social media, too.
Yeah, so there are these orange orbs appearing all around the country at different times and locations, usually at night. There were some over Atlanta pretty recently, like before Christmas, I think. Someone was on I-75/85 filming them. Mm-hmm. I didn't see them here. I saw them in rural Louisiana. So let me paint this picture for you because it is hella creepy. My husband and I are driving to my parents' house in Louisiana. And we're almost done with the trip. And to get there, we have to take a bunch of back roads through rural farmland. I mean, like rural. Like, I mean, the houses are way apart. There are no streetlights. It's pitch black. It's really pretty, but it's all these cotton fields. And so we're driving, and my husband is super into all the UAP stuff, and I am too. I find it very interesting.
The what stuff?
UAP. It's what we call UFOs now.
Okay.
UAPs,
UFOs. Is this
UFOs.
A more politically correct name because we don't want to offend the aliens or something?
No, it's just a more accurate name, but it's unidentified aerial phenomena rather than unidentified flying object.
Got it.
Anyway, if you see UAP, that's what people are calling it, UFOs now. So he's really into it. So I kind of have now my eyes trained on the sky at night as well, just to see, like, is there anything weird? He's always doing it. And I'm like, that's just a plane, Chad. But we're driving.
That's just a cell phone tower, Chad.
Yeah, because he's so excited to see it. This poor man really wants to see him. And I'm like, not going to happen.
That's Delta Flight 2019 coming into New Orleans.
So we're in northern Louisiana, and we're on these back roads, and we're going over like railroad tracks, and it really is pretty, and the stars are out. And we take a turn onto an even more deserted road. We're the only ones on this road. It is pitch black. And we're driving along these country lane highways where, you know, you have to go into the opposite lane to pass someone. And I look up because I notice some orange in the sky. I'm like, oh, a street lamp. That's cool that they're installing it. Finally, Louisiana getting some electricity. And then I see four of them in a weird formation. I'm like, what is that? Is that an oil rig? Like, what's going on? Because there are like paper plants and mills out there. And I look, I'm like, no, there are no structures. This is just a field. And I'm like, Chad, what is that? And he looks and he's like, oh my God. So I get out my phone and start recording, and I'll send the video to Rebecca. It's a terrible video, which, by the way, now I always see people filming this stuff and I'm like, kill the camera. cameraman. Don't you people know how to film? And I'm trying to film and I'm like, I get it. So we're going and it's like these four giant spheres of fire in the air. Like balls of fire is what it looks like. My camera will not focus on them. Every time I tap to focus on the screen, the ball like gets really big and shrinks again. And that could just be my iPhone camera thing. But when I focus on other lights, like man-made lights, it doesn't do that. It doesn't do that weird expand, contract thing. So I'm looking at them and they're just kind of floating there. They're not zooming off. They're not hovering stationary, but they're just kind of moving around slowly. So Chad and I, we've pulled over by this point because we want to look at them and it's freaking us out. And the kids in the back, they're like, what's going on? And we're like, nothing, honey. As I'm like trying to record it for Reddit or whatever. And they're not doing anything. I don't feel threatened by them, but they are clearly, they're not Chinese paper lanterns. Some people have suggested that online. I know what those look like. And people in northern Louisiana, I lived there, so I can say this. They can be dumb, but they're not dumb enough to light paper fire lanterns over a cotton field, okay? We're not that dumb. So, and the way they're floating and moving back and forth, it's not like they're just going straight up. You know, the Chinese lanterns I'm talking about? People light them on fire and release them into the air, like around New Year's and stuff. This is before Christmas. It's not a specific holiday. It's not even like it's Christmas Eve. And they're just floating. And one by one, they start to wink out. Just wink out. No, it's not like a light switch. It's like they dim and go out one by one. And then we see another silver object kind of circle one of them. And then take off. But we didn't see that until we looked back at the video and we could see this tiny object just circle one of them and take off. And finally, the last one is kind of hanging there, floating around, moving around, and then it just slowly winks out. And you can't, when they wink out, you can't see anything. It's like the moon's pretty bright. So, you know, when, if you're in a rural area and the moon is out, you can see the fields pretty well. And if the moon's bright enough, sometimes it's almost like, I won't quite say daylight, but it's like a silvery light and you can see really well. We could see nothing. There was nothing left of these orange fiery orbs to the point where we're like, did we just have a group hallucination?
All right, so you and Chad are on an intelligence level that I can't possibly understand. So is it possible there's some kind of atmospheric condition that was happening that night? Did other people in the area see it and report it? Do you take that video and do you send it to the government?
We posted it on Reddit. You know, it's good enough. You know, the FBI agents watching will find it. So I would normally explain something like that away the same way. I'd be like, yeah, no, it's something. It's the paper lanterns. It's a flare from a gas company. But the way they were positioned and the fact that they winked out slowly and that there's literally, we can see for, it's just, there are no structures. It's just fields. There's nothing there. And they felt, I don't know how to explain this, but they were far away but close. So they were much lower than an airplane would be. They were between an airplane and flying a really high kite. That's all I can explain in terms of the height. Like they were close. They weren't way up in the atmosphere, but not close enough where I felt threatened or that I could easily see even more detail beyond orange orbs of fire. And the thing is, I would normally just explain it away, except for the fact they have been sighted all over the country, all over, like California, New York, Atlanta. These orbs have been appearing and usually in groups of four all over the country. And I don't know for sure. I think I remember Chad telling me they've been seen internationally, but I couldn't, don't quote me on that.
Are you going to share these on our social?
Or yeah, yeah.
You put them on the website.
I'll send the video for sure to Rebecca and we'll put it on socials and we'll post it. But I don't know what it is. Sure. Could it be man-made? Absolutely. But it is weird that they're floating around. And it's really weird also. I didn't see any of the drones here, but you know, out of New Jersey, there are weird drones as well as the orange orbs. So it's kind of, the drones are more man-made. So it's very, it's weird. It did not seem man-made.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how certain are you that you saw aliens?
10.
Wow.
I mean, there is a chance that the government could come out and be like, oh, yeah, we contracted with so-and-so company. And it's, you know, but it's weird that they're appearing everywhere like that. It's not like I saw like a quick little flight and I caught it on video. Everyone is seeing them. I really think that I don't think it was human life.
Yeah, maybe I've gotten all caught up in the whole Hollywood angle on this kind of thing. But I really believe that the galaxies and it's just too big for us to think that we're the only thing out there that is intelligent and living. Well, and I don't think that we can even imagine these kind of things. It's so out of our realm of thinking of what we know common sense wise. But I do believe that there is, these things happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Congress has confirmed that we have I won't say extraterrestrial. That's why we don't say it. It's because it could be extra dimensional. But we have a craft that is not man-made with materials not made of this world, and that intelligent life exists that is not human. So whether or not it lives here in the oceans, which I realize I sound like a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, but you can look, these are in congressional hearings. They are talking about it with bases underwater, or if it's something else, who knows? But it has been weird to me that we've started hearing, because it used to always be hush hush, right? But we've started having these congressional hearings where they're talking about this stuff over and over again. Then sightings are starting to ramp up more and more, and now everyone's seeing the orbs everywhere. I don't know what's going on, but it is very interesting, and I am very convinced that it is not human life.
I definitely believe that there is intelligent life. I just find it hard to understand why they would be over here, like, worried about us with all everything else that they could be doing in the world.
Maybe they're looking for the dumbest planet. They went to others and they're like, nah, they're too smart. Let's go to Earth.
Earth is like their Bravo. Like, we are their reality TV. We are their trash reality TV.
Man, that is something, man.
Yeah, it's creepy. Or the other theory is that they really do live in the oceans and they're up here because we are killing the planet. And they're like, yo, we'd like to not die along with you. Please stop.
It's an interesting experience you had, but I would like you to do a random drug test today.
I will fail it.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.